Begin the Karan Dav, Mesech the Sukkah, Dav Yud Gimel, begin Amad Beis, begin Tez the Masla, begin with the Gemara, Yudakar Shamar Chacham. Regarding the vegetables that the Chacham said, Shteisa says, Mepesach Shad Mietz Ben Yidei Mar, regarding the Mepesach that the vegetables that a person could fulfill the obligation of Mar, are Chazeres, Va'olshin, V'tamcha, V'chachavina, is the endives, and the horseradish, and is the lettuce, and Chachavina. Dakisei Ma'id, now all these are very thin. Tin vishbalaz, which is the French word for a very thin sheet. Therefore, it's not a chatzitza in front of the toma. Im sichem in the gag, if you go and cover roof of it, which Chayes explains, that's rabbinic law. Because it goes, Rabban Alayah, the rabbi is decreed that we should not rely on it, lochatz b'fnei atuma, to separate in front of toma. Why? Because dumma samcha alayah, nam alechi yavshi, you might rely on it also even when it dries up. And that's going to be a problem, because it's just going to crumble. Because as Chayes explains, mima derais a chaytzi. Biblically, obviously, it is a chatzitza, because it's not a mekabal tuma, because it's not a food item that people eat. Alechi yavshi, and when it dries up, in chatzitza and chatzitza, then it's not going to be a chatzitza. In the farsh, like the Gemara explains, because it crumbles and it falls down. So, although biblically it is a chatzitza, but rabbinically we say that it's not going to be a chatzitza. Now, mevinas a tuma b'idin lachen. However, like the Gemara brings, it does transmit tuma as a oil when it's moist. Because the called kamad leyavsh, as long as it doesn't dry up, oil when there is it is biblically as an oil. Because this is like Rashi explains. Now, umash hoskik lafarish. This is what Rashi had to explain that this that is not chaytzis is specifically midirabban and rabbinically. Is because the ichashiv el maderais or huli nabav, because it is considered oil biblically regarding bringing on tuma. Obviously, regarding chatzitza also has to be, and be loichashiv el in chatzitza, because if it's not considered oil regarding chatzitza, mkenle nabav namalei, then also regarding bringing tuma also shouldn't be. So therefore, it must be only rabbinic law, because the Tais explains. It says kadalei domi lahanu dechashiv dechashiv perik shemin olas. You can't compare it to those which are counted in the eighth perik mesechet olas. Kevin mevim alei chaytzen, that although they do bring tuma, they're not chaytzes. No, because the hasa mind the time mishum the dava mekabel tuma. That's because those are things that are mekabel tuma themselves in the chaytzem of the tuma, but they cannot interpose in front of tuma. But you can't say that's the reason over here, because the mefarish time the Gemara explains mishum the chiyavshim mefarichem anafli. It's because when they crumble and they fall down. So therefore, it's not because of that's mekabel tuma. And it's not logical to say that reasoning of crumbling and falling down is why it's not valid as schach. But regarding that of chaytzitza, that it's not chaytzitza, is because, as the Mishnah brings himself to always, it's because no, it seemingly it's going on both of them, not just on that of schach. But moreover, the iba hachi toli taima, because if the reason is because it's makabel tuma, therefore it's not chaytzitza, then we must need all the shemini, then we know from Mishnah always. The kachash of echad man that mentioned regarding food items that are tummy. Obviously, then the fact that we're saying that here the halacha is differently, that it must be that it's a rabbinic halacha, that it's not chaytz, it's over here like we explained. Now, but then why don't we mention these cases that we bring over here in the Mishnah Masechet Olas, because there it's biblical, like we're saying, and here it's rabbinic, so therefore obviously it's from a different source. Avakosha, but says it's difficult, because how could you say that it's not edible food, and therefore it's chaytzis min deraisa? Hamin perikosh of the gemara himself nevlam tesim beis ma matzah shenikach, because ma'isa the pasuk equates a matzah meray miyachlu compares matzah to mar. Just like matzah has to be something that's purchased from ma'isa money, that's a food item of mar b'chulu. My time, and actually that's the reason my tardafni, we exclude hadafni, which is a certain type of herb, they inyets by day mar, because the bishop of kudras, because hadafni in nika because my, because it cannot be purchased with ma'isa money, because the inamach is not an edible food item. We need it to be like something that's bought from ice gin, which is similar to wine and intoxicating beverage and cattle and flock. So how can you say that the mor is not my chaladim? So it says, "V'hago hisa shegi harabbi Yehuda beferish Rashi, the loy mekabel tuma, mishum delav my chaladim nino." That was edited in. But it says, "V'enik is not the case. Ela my chaladim no." As we explained, it must be edible by food item. The falahachi chaytzim midrais is still midrais. It's chaytzis. Why? Because much lehuchshru. Not because not michael adam. Because it's not susceptible to tumah yet. Didn't come in contact with one of the seven liquids. Kidnam besechts all perkas. When it talks about things that bring tumah and also chaytzim b'fnei tumah. Kachashav echam tarin talks about tar food items. The hainu. What does that mean? Shalayhuchshru. Like we explained this case of all these things that we just mentioned. Now, for example, mevin v'loy chaytzim regarding those things that do bring tumah but they're not chaytzis. Kachashav echam tumain. The hainu shalayhuchshru. So it's like kabel tumah. And that only in a situation where it was not Hoshla Kabatoma, then it's going to be Chesbav Neatoma. Now, Tais explains other elements of this halacha. Now, we're specifically talking about where these things are detached from the ground. Because the ilm chabam, if they're attached, loy mavin v'leichaitzin, does not even bring tumah, and it does not, it's not chaitz, because I'm perikas to all, like it's turning the mission in the 8th perik and all this. In loy mavin v'leichaitzin, these things don't bring tumah, they're not chizmav nea tumah, ahazram, ayokas, hama chabam, lakarka. If there are seeds or vegetables or plants that are attached to the ground, chutz min yirokas, shaman lacham, except for the yirokas that the chabam specifically mentioned, kolema, v'gab mavin v'leichaitzin, by those that do bring in their achaitzis, the kachash of asam beris those things, the Hanafel Mechabonim, that are attached, Chaitzi, they're Chaitzit. Why? That's a specific reason, because the Kvi Bekaim, those are permanent and they stay, meaning and the wind does not blow them around. So therefore, that's considered as an oil, as a chatzitza. Avashai Yerok is Mechabonim, but all the vegetables that are attached to the ground, they shake in the wind. And therefore, Havalu Katalis, like a boat that's floating on the water. And therefore, it's not going to be a valid oil or chatzitza. And even at a time when it's not actually shaking, it does not bring tumah and it's not chaitzis. How do we know this? Bring tumah, say from the fact that the sefer over there says, "Kasha says if you tied the boat down, it's something that could maintain it, or kevish as even al gabei talis, you put a heavy stone on the cloak, then mavis with him and then it brings the tumah. Halav achilay sounds like if you're not holding it down or tying it down, even if it's not moving right now, it would not have the lach of oil and chatzitza. Now, avakashen tolushin menach mechalayin. I can negate ruva, but if they're detached and they're placed in the window or opposite a skylight, then chaitzi in the gears is v'shay yirakas or afili yirakas. Then it's chatzitza even by yirakas. Kamin perkel yach, but like the Gemara says, mabastav chof amenav. Asav mishtalsh menich mechalayin. If you have the herbs that you detach and you put it in the window, shalom alei mechalayin, or they grow by themselves in the window, then mamaitin, then they actually will diminish that of the space. And then they will have the halacha of being chatzitza. The next says, "Master, begin the words of the Gemara." Deloy levadrin, that because we don't want it to scatter. Which Pesach Kodesh Rashi explains that this that you need the straw to be attached to the stalks is shim yavdal rosha shabalam enakash. Because if the edges of the stalks detached from the straw, you spardu. So then they're going to, the shibalim are going to scatter. And Yechalibu, they're going to go and get lost. So therefore, they're considered like a Yat Shibam the Mekabel Tumah. But Yesh Mefarshim, some explain the opposite. Shechpid Rosh Shibam Malakasha. No, we want that the stalk should weigh down on the straw. So it's by the Hakash Malasuk Beruch, and that the straw should not blow away from the wind. But according to Rashi, it's that we don't want the Shibam to blow away. Ketuv next says, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara. If you have more of the waste of the straw, of the refuse, more than the food items, than the wheat, then it's going to be kosher. It says, but if you have more food items, then it's going to be puzzle, because the food item is not valid as chach. Now, if you have a house that you covered over, the roof, you roofed it with zerum, with plants, tiara, it purifies it from being a zera, and it's not a kabbalah anymore. And the reason is because it becomes nullified. So why are we saying if oich meruba al psoilus it wouldn't be a valid, it would be because Mekabel Tumah? I would say it's not Mekabel Tumah. So it says, Yishchal bin Bais L'Sukkah, you have to differentiate between the house and the Sukkah. The Besukkah L'Betili, right, by Sukkah is not Batal. The reason is, the Ovid is Sassel L'Achar Chag, because you're going to demolish it after the Yom Tov, whereas by Bais it's Batal. We need another approach, B'inan, we need Mekabel Tumah B'Shas Sichuch. We need that when you're making the Schach, it has to not be Mekabel Tumah at that moment, B'Shem Tassav Lemon Asli. Problem is here, only when it becomes part of it does it become Batal. But when you're making it, it was Mekabel Tumah, and therefore that's why it's not valid. Or you know, another approach is Hasim Kesha Asim Ben Shina Maisa. There, by that bias, it's about where you did something to change the actual Zera itself. And the reason is because Machshavah Leisak B'Tumah, because through just thinking about it, does not remove from Tumah, just by thinking, oh, I want it to be the roof. V'Hach B'Shal Asim Ben Shina Maisa, here we're Tumah by the Sukkah, where you didn't do anything to change the actual plant itself. And as it's obvious from after this, where the Gemara explains, we're talking about where he harvested originally to be a food item, only changing mine later to be as a schach. The part of the Gemara says, yeah, but that's the case. My time in the Rabban was the reason Rabban that they said this kosher to be schach. It's not oil from Tumasa until you do a shina maisa. So we see the Gemara understood very obviously the mashnich, shemanich, and gabay sukkah, this you put on top of the sukkah, the kosher shina maisa, that's not considered an actual change to the object itself. And the Chem Perkaleach, but so the Gemara says, your testament base, the Gemara says, Rokik ain't a mite machaloin. The wafer that's put by the window between two houses, and you have Tumas Meses, did not diminish the window. Because you're not nullifying it. Partly, I have a table clay, but it should be sufficient that it's not Mamayid because the Havadavim Makabo Tumma, something is Makabo Tumma, and it's not Chizbav Nea Tumma. Now, there was a Maisa, but they're putting over there. So it says, obviously, Lamahan Bittel, but Shin Maisa, obviously, you see that Bittel does not help. Without changing something, just putting something is not considered Shin Maisa, and that's why it's not going to be considered something that to change it. Yeah, it is considered davar mekabel tumah, and because that wasn't considered a ma'aseh that you put over there to remove it from being considered davar mekabel tumah.